Hey guys, All-Star Weekend is almost here and Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching your favorite players during the game and the Saturday night events like the three-point contest.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday each Tuesday. Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineup.
It's the best way to win real money this basketball season. Which players are going to go up? Which ones aren't? Are you a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fan? Or maybe you're an Anthony Edwards fan? Who knows? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks.
Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's right. Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Yo, run that game, baby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brett is just in stuff, ain't he? Do you know him?
Who is Fred?
Fred Hetchinger? People know him because he's was an improviser.
And I don't.
I don't know him. I don't know him. He's in this movie. He was in Gladiator also. And so we have talked about him already.
Oh, the white dude. Yeah.
But seeing him in this, I was just like, damn, he's in.
He was in two movies.
Two Oscar-nominated movies.
You're right.
Well, that's every.
Is it
nominated?
I mean, it's not nominated for Best Picture. I don't know if it's. It might be nominated for something, but
is that like getting a nomination?
Probably not. You would think it would get. No. Denzel did not get a nomination.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was nominated for. I don't know, like art or.
Special effects. See. Oh, it's gotta be, right?
One Oscar nomination.
Costumes.
And that is for correct.
Those
yeah,
are
you're right.
Costumes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, either that or special effects, I thought, is what it could have potentially
been. Yeah. Have we begun?
I don't know. Probably not, right? Nobody wants to listen to anything that we just said.
I honestly don't know what people want to listen to anymore is the thing.
Well, I was going to say, since this is Patreon, we could ask them. We could snippet this part and then just put it separate and just with a post being like, do you guys like any of this? And what do you like to listen to? And what? It'll be a fun little bonus for this.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
As Gerard would say, if he was here, but he's not.
I don't have a line from this film. But
yeah, not a lot of memorable lines, probably.
I was thinking that Sidney Poitier line, but that's from another movie entirely. So it doesn't feel.
I guess it would be you eat that like your mama made it. Mm.
Maybe perhaps the most important line in the film.
You eat that oatmeal like your mama made it? Or was it just you eat that?
I think
like
you
your
eat
mama?
That like your mama made it. Yeah.
Yeah, the most important line.
Isn't it? Because it's the one, it's the first time we get a, oh no, actually it's the second time we get a switch in perspective. But we don't know that because of the reveal.
But it's the first time we realize.
We notice a change of perspective. Yes.
Yeah. Guys, Gerard abandoned us. just kidding.
No, he's what is he doing? He's working the Grammys right now.
He's literally working at the Grammys. Yeah, so we couldn't. Like I said, he left us for a bigger and better things.
Yes, he is jumping in Hollywood. So,
but you know what? We're here to talk about a Best Picture nominee.
Nickel Boys
of 2024. Now, of course, this is Patreon, so I don't work in transitions. I wouldn't do that.
You don't work in transitions.
I just feel like
if we checked the tape, if we went back and we looked at all of these.
If you had a Nickel Boys forever.
Okay, no, and I didn't like it.
I'm saying, because you said if we check the tape.
And I wish Gerard were here so we could, together.
If I had a Nickel Boys.
Okay.
For every time this nigga. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, we are in that world. So
that is the world.
The other thing about this is you guys know what the deal is. You know, we're a film review podcast that reviews the films of leading Black actors, talks about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. And this is a film, Nickel Boys, that came out technically last year, but its wide release, it just happened pretty recently. That said, nobody's watching it either way, so that's okay.
It's a shame because I only know about it through like discussions about awards. Like, I haven't seen anything about Nickel
Boys. That was the play. That was the idea.
That's what they wanted to do.
I mean, that is the, yeah, that is what they wanted to do. That's the marketing strategy, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. This movie will eventually be on Amazon Prime and a lot more people will be able to watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand why it's not currently on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Cause it's in theaters and.
It's in theaters. That's it.
It's only in theaters.
And currently, it's only in 540 theaters. Which is not a wide release. With the wide release, you want at least 1,000. Mm-hmm. You know, your big films, you know, are up to, you know, in the 3,000s of theaters.
Sure.
Nationwide. And this, I don't know. I mean, technically, it has an international box office right now. I'm looking at it. Its domestic box office is $1.7 million. International box office is $158,000.
Yeah.
This movie reportedly cost $20 million to make.
Whoa!
$23.2 million on Wikipedia.
Wow!
So it's not like they didn't put money into this movie. They kind of did.
What do you think it was? Like the getting the historical accuracy being the biggest thing?
I think historical films are they say that those cost a lot of that costs a lot of money. I mean, that's what that all it could be, because
yeah,
what else is it?
What is
because
there?
There's not ba- there so this movie stars relatively unknown actors. You have Ethan Hersey. That's a hard one. H-E-R-I-S-S-E.
Hersey, probably.
Ethan Hersey.
We didn't look it up, though. Apologies.
And then Brandon Wilson.
Yes.
Now, Anjanue Ellis-Taylor is in this. And we know Anjanue, and you guys, I'm sure, know Anjanue. She, of course, was in King Richard.
Yes.
As well as many other films. But still not the biggest
Lovecraft
name.
Lovecraft Country, right? As well,
you know, and she's been working for a long time.
Homeboy from, recognized him from Shrinking, who played the boxer. What is his name? Luke.
Got it. I don't watch Shrinking.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you did, but the boxer is from Shrinking.
The actor who played the boxer is from Shrinking. Great.
Yes.
And then as we were discussing whether or not that's in this episode, who knows? But
all of the tangents are going to be cut separately and then placed into a bonus episode. And we will just ask, there'll be a poll there and we'll figure
Fred
out.
Fred Hechinger, who most people probably know from White Lotus.
Right, okay.
And he was also in Gladiator 2, played one of the brother. Oh, no, they were twins.
They were, they were twins. And he
twin
was
emperors.
the crazy one. for lack of a better or more PC term.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't... Wow. I didn't realize this until right now. Daveed Diggs plays adult Elwood.
Yes.
How did I not recognize him?
So I knew it was him already. Because I had what I needed. I wanted to look up who I was like, oh, I know this boxer. I don't know why. And then I saw that. And then it caused confusion for me because I was
sure.
Like, what's going on? Why is
right.
he,
well,
you know, and then
that's what we get into.
And of course we know once you see the entire film, but it was confusing
yeah.
to me.
And, we never do this enough, but, just the reminder that we will spoil
about to be spoiled.
Movie
about to be spoiled
because we talk about the entirety of it. So if you want to see it, it is in theaters. It's not necessarily the most like, I mean, there is a big reveal.
Yes.
But as it plays on, you can't, it's, I don't know if the reveal is, I don't know if knowing that reveal is coming is that impactful. Actually, it might even help you. If I'm being honest. It might help you to watch it. And what else is there to say? This is a film that is based on a 2019 novel of essentially the same name called The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. It's shot from a first-person point of view style. So it is it's unique in that sense. And as we said, it is currently nominated for Best Picture. It is one of these weird things, and we'll talk about, we are going to do an Oscars episode this year. We have to, because I've watched too many of them to not. I need to get these opinions
out. I once again have only seen the ones that we watched. So
right. And that's
here we go.
But this is one of those, and I feel like they generally do it with actually no, that maybe that's not true.
No, this is always Black Klan. Oh no, Black Klansman, the guys were all nominated for acting.
For screenplay.
And but the one they won was screenplay, you know.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get anything. And then yeah. Straight Out of Compton's screenplay, you know.
But there's this weird thing where because there are 10 nominations, you know, you'll have a film like this that's nominated for Best Picture and then only nominated for one other award. And the other yeah. award was Best Adapted Screenplay. And that's it. So the actors that didn't get nominations, there's no nomination for Best Directing. There's no nomination for Best Editing. There's no nomination for any of the other technical awards.
Yeah.
Which I just find fascinating that a film that's like, this is the best picture. And the thing that we liked about it the best was that it was the script, even though this is a movie that, dare I say, is not, the script isn't, you know, at the yeah. forefront, I feel
no,
like.
No.
It's not like a comedy.
Editing's
film.
Up there. I would say makeup over hair and makeup over costumes, but right. costumes and stuff as well. You know, production,
yeah, directing,
production design, is that
cinematography,
one?
Production design.
Oh my God, cinematography. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, like, if anything, like give it that one. You know, I haven't seen anything else, but they the whole thing is an exercise in you know, cinematography.
Yeah. So. It currently has a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice. Okay.
A tomato meter. And then the 75% popcorn meter.
Popcorn.
Audience score.
Okay.
But I think
still
that,
some fresh
I feel like
popcorn. That's still some fresh popcorn.
That right? tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about essentially about a friendship between two young men who are at a, what do you call this? This
like
is
like a work
they
camp
or
like
call
a,
it a reform school.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But it feels more like a work camp for prisoners.
Right.
For juvenile prisoners. And it's based in Tallahassee, Florida. Is that where it's set? Oh, no.
It's inspired by a place in Florida, right?
Inspired by a place in Florida.
Jonathan Braylock.
James III.
Rob Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance, an always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.